right, and we'll say good morning. So we left off on page Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem. So we're going to both sides. We had a little bit of a hiatus from the Sefer. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So he's focusing on the idea that man is in the natural state of Simcha. And what uproots man's innate state of Simcha is his Ratzon, is what he wills for, what he desires. That Ratzon from Lashon Ratz, from Lashon to run, ultimately creates a set of needs. Creates a set of wants. Those wants become needs, and a man does not feel fulfilled, does not feel Shem, does not feel complete until those needs are met. So the Mechaber suggests that if one were to simply stop the needs, if one were to stop the wants, if one were to somehow be the battle, the Ratzon, then one would in fact find oneself in the natural state of Simcha. So he writes, Rak Mishe Hir Gish Maiden. He says, Be'emes, Be'tchila Hadavar Achin Nitfas Eitzla Adam Ke'ezo Sisma. The truth is, let's say one undertakes this process and one sets out in an effort to try to stop, to try to bring to a halt one's ratzon. Now again, obviously we'll say you can't stop every ratzon. You don't want to stop every single ratzon. But let's say a person begins this process and a person tries to curtail their ratzon, what it is that they want, what it is that they desire. So a person will begin this process and then a person might begin to feel that this is like sisma, is like a slogan or a mantra. Kigam ba'achar shu mevat las ha-ratzon hu lo margish es ha-oneg ha-tal b'tzad ha-shem. Because here's the interesting thing. Let's say I'm successful. Well, so remember his mashal with the vase, the vase that broke. So let's say again, I come to the point where I don't desire the vase. Okay, I'm mevatel my ratzon for the vase. So says Mechaber, you'll do that, and then what happens? You're expecting to feel this incredible wave of inner simcha, and yet it doesn't come, and yet it's not there. He says, because the reality is, there are no immediate results. If the person can say, well, I stopped wanting, I stopped the ratzon. So a person should not be infantile in thinking that the moment one is mevatel the ratzon, then boom, instantaneously, one is enveloped by this wave of inner happiness and inner contentment. L'chein, b'aschala nidreshes ma'adam emuna misuyames. What is required of an individual in the beginning is a very specific belief. What's the belief? L'hamin sh'yish b'socho neshama. Person has to believe that he has an neshama. Sh'ha'oneg nimtza b'socho. That true joy and enjoyment can be found within. V'ka'asher ha'adam ma'amin. When a person believes that ultimately, again, he possesses an neshama, and that by being mevatel the external rotzonos, he will amplify that neshama. La'at la'at k'she yistragil b'rama mesuyemes, sharotzonos shalom nechaloshim. Slowly but surely, slowly, as a person gets habituated to not wanting, to being mevatel the rotzonos become weakened. Slowly but surely, Rabbi say, when a person stops wanting everything, when a person stops needing everything, when a person stops hinging his happiness upon what he's going to get or what he's going to accomplish or what he's going to do, and a person is mevatel the ratzon, slowly, the simple joy of being, the simple joy of having an neshama will begin to come through. Nitan dugma pshuta. Let's give a simple example. Kol zman she'in la'adam yiladim, hu lo meivin eizo oneg yesh v'hem. If a person doesn't have children, so a person does not yet know the joy in having children. Rak ka'asher yesh lo osam, hu yochel ha'avez os. It's only once you have children that you have the ability to understand the joy of having children. Kolomar, sug chadash shel oneg. Meaning, there's a new level of joy when one has a child. This joy is found within the soul of man. What's interesting over here is the following. Everyone knows, meaning even before a person has children, a person realizes that there's joy in having a child. Okay, there's joy in being a parent. But only when a person enters into that, does a person actually understand what that joy means. For example, another example, Adam shlo is chatin, a person who has not married, lo mevin ma mashmo sa shel ha'amida tachas ha'chuba. So when a person is not married, a person doesn't understand the true joy of standing under the chuba. Yochol lios shu'ishtatev kvar masayim chubos. It could be that he attended already 200 weddings. Aval hu lo chavazos, but he has not experienced it. Hu lo mevin sichlis, he doesn't really understand it. I'm sorry. Who may even sichlis? He understands it intellectually. V'ulai afilu yochol limsor hartzoh al kach. Aval hakol mehasafa ulochutz. So the truth is, he might understand it intellectually. He might even be able to explain what the incredible simcha is. But it's external. Rak adam sheischatin chava b'shas amidas otach asachopo osa regesh pinimi. Only an individual who has stood under the chuppah has the ability to go ahead and explain this true inner feeling. Kach gam l'nyanenu. So what's the nimshol? What's the lesson? Kol zman she'adam lo hischel lachios ba'olam natul ritzonos kashmiyim ein lo makom benefesh lahavin mahu olam b'li ritzonos kashmiyim. So we'll say, the same way that I can't understand the joy of parenting until I'm a parent, and I can't understand the joy of being married until I actually stand under my chuppah, so too, a person can't understand what it means to live in a world. He says, a person doesn't understand what it means to live in a world without wants, without constant material wants. Ein lo makom benefesh lahavin mahu olam b'li ritzonos kashmiyim. Person doesn't know what it means to live in a world without constant material desires. Eizo oneg kayim sham. So we'll say it's amazing. So what he says is that until a person begins to live in the world without ritzonos. You know, we'll say, I want to be clear. The Mechaber is never adopting a position that says that one should become an ascetic and one should stop wanting everything. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is just when I begin to live a life where I really think about what I want, and I really think, or I should say, I really think about what I'm going to want, what I actually desire, what actually becomes my ratzon. Until I begin to live in that world where I just don't want every single thing, ein lo makom benefesh lahavin mahu olam b'li ritzonos kashmiyim. In other words, that we can learn this safer from here until next year. But until we actually begin to implement this within our lives, we will not fully understand this lesson. Eza oneg hayim sham. We will not understand the joy, just the joy of being purely besimcha because my natural state is simcha, until I begin to live in this world of the absence of ritzono. Stop of kuf mem aleph. Vimu meivin, and even if I think I understand this, adayin eno margish. I still won't feel it. Rak kasher ha'adam chavazos hu margish es ha'na v'ha'oreh. It's only Rabbi will say once I make my conscious decision about what I'm going to want and what I'm not going to want, that I can begin to actually feel the joy of just life simcha that simply emanates because of my neshama. Kishiyask l'hargish, when I begin to feel it, yavin sheshava levater akala ritzonos, and I will say, the moment I begin to feel it, meaning the first time, you know, the vase breaks, and I make a decision not to get upset over it, and I make a decision not to pine for it, or not to yearn for it, or not to want it, and I begin to feel that little trickle of simcha within my heart, so ultimately, again, that will spur me on this path more. That will ultimately begin to give me a sense of simcha that she'in domalo, that there's nothing like it. Rof ha'pechadim kora spiritzanos. Ha'olam shalanu, I'm on the next section, kuf memalas. The world we live in, hu olam shal ritzonos, is a world of ritzonos, of desires, of wills. Al zeh amru chachamin uzal, about this the rabbi said, mos ad shalo tamos. Literally translates, it means, die before you die. Kilomar, alecha lahamis es ritzonosecha. What Chazal were teaching us was that literally one should put to death, lahamis, should put to death ritzonosecha, his wills. In other words, most, make sure to put to death those negative things that can bring you down. Actual Thomas, before you die, What does that mean? Avaloha masas harizonos l'shem hamasa. The goal is not simply to slaughter my desires for the slaughtering the desires. Zu inen atachmas. This is not a goal. Zehu churban. That can be destructive. Mirabeau says very important that there are some people that feel that the goal, and this is really what we just said before, that the goal is to distance oneself from anything material as much as possible. And that's the goal. He says a goal like that is destructive. And the reason it's destructive is because, again, you know, the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Sato, Mr. Shom writes about this. He says that people sometimes, throughout the ages, there was a school of thought that said that if you punish your physicality, that is a way of becoming more ruchni. So the Mr. Shom says the only thing you get out of punishing your physicality is pain. He says you do not grow spiritually from that, for the simple reason that we are material physical beings. So you have to find a way to properly nurture the material, to find a way to properly grow the material, the physical, without allowing it to handicap the spiritual. So the Chabra says over here that if you think the goal is just to simply go ahead and do away with any physical desire and that's the ends, he says you're mistaken. Ela hamasas haritzonos mikoach havana. What is our goal? Our goal is to go ahead and stop all of the wants, stop all of the desires, stop all of the ritzonos, because I understand that I don't need those things that I always want in order to be happy, but rather, again, I can be happy because my natural state is happiness. When I was born, when I was a baby, I was happy, which means my natural disposition is one of happiness. As what is it that uproots my simcha in life? Haritzonos. I will say it's the constant wants, it's the constant desires that ultimately go ahead and uproot my sense of happiness, because it's those constant wants and desires that make me feel that I can only be happy if I have these things. Almenas shaloev on chalila es asimcha tivis, in order that I not chas v'shalom go ahead and lose out on my natural simcha, ha'oneg ha'tivi, natural enjoyment, ha'shalva ha'tivis, inner natural tranquility, ani mevater al ritzonosai. I'm willing to give up those things that I would normally want. I'm willing to give them up because by giving them up, I know I can be a happier individual. Ve'kach osik tanuk pnimi yoser amok. I'm sorry, pnimi yoser amok yoser. And if I give up those things, I will find a true state of inner sibus. It's very important because he's really just restating what we said before, but clarifying one major point, which is that the goal over here is not to move away from the material. The goal over here is not to go out and become an ascetic. The goal over here is not to suppress the material for the sake of suppressing the material. That's not. There are hashkafos like that. That's not what he's espousing here. What he's espousing over here is the idea that I have to recognize in life. You know, everybody's looking to become happy. You don't have to look to become happy. You just have to stop making yourself unhappy. Because if you stop making yourself unhappy, in fact, Mechaber posits that happiness is the natural state of being. But the problem that we have is we constantly create, we hinge our happiness on the fulfillment of these ritzonos. If we're mevatel the ritzon, then ultimately, again, happiness immediately sets in. Because there is a concept of ultimately, again, scaling back the material significantly on certain days as a lesson. But we don't do fast days every day. We have 4 fast days. You know, so out of an entire year, that's a relatively small amount of fast days. So sometimes fast days are necessary to impress upon us severity of events, to impress upon us major, you know, different fast days have different messages. Sometimes for tshuva, fasting is an important thing. So it has its place. But as a way of life, it's not what we accept.
Where are you drawing a line? Yeah. For ritzona, you have. She said you can have ritzona, but you should. But, you know, some ritzona are okay.